Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Pavel Stuklik is the founder of Noah Aeon. They're an organization equipping professionals with ancient and modern tools to achieve harmony. Welcome back to the show, Pavel.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you back. Refresh our memories. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I'm on a mission to unify the world, one person at a time, through all of our tools, experiences, and products. Essentially, we do over 100 events a year, all around transformation, breathwork, meditation, sound healing, anywhere from retreats, workshops, to conferences. And this is a way for us to bring communities together. I think more than ever, we've been so separated out by the perceived vision of digital connection, but yet complete disconnection. And so we're really bringing the true meaning of relationships back through our events. And then we have a very heavy educational library as well, which is where we are able to do this from home too.
That is awesome. Did you always want to have and do that many live events, or is this just something that you saw, we need more of this?
No. If you asked me, you know, 6-7 years ago, I mean, I was a busy entrepreneur, you know, opening Orange Theory fitness locations all over the country and living a similar life, but very empty life. And so, you know, there was this burning voice inside of me that kept on saying, there is more to life. There is more than what we're taught to. And that's what led me into the journey through self-transformation for myself. And then I had to give it away. And so giving it away means living in service to others. And so for me now, we go whatever people call us. So it's like somebody calls us in London, we move to London.
I think that's awesome. All right. So I assume that you're working with Orange Theory, that you've always had a connection to the physical as well as the spiritual and just all of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I used to be a professional cyclist, and I raced the world with road biking. And essentially, when I got done, when my health basically made me have to be done, you know, I literally woke up one day in a hospital and my body completely collapsed. And I went through this whole just period of completely killing my old self in not in a physical way, but, you know, in a mental way. And it was really brutal at first because, you know, I had all these visions of, you know, going to Olympics and Tour de France, and my health was so bad that I couldn't. And so then I had to rephase, like, what am I going to do next? Like, where do I put all this endurance into? And you know, fitness was the perfect match or the perfect marriage, because Orange Theory is very similar to, you know, it's a high intensity interval training. There's a heart rate monitor. It has a lot of the stuff that I used to do. And then applying the business mindset to it, it was actually quite easy to, you know, do this because I didn't have to ride bike for 7 hours a day. So that's kind of the trajectory to the business world, or the transition.
A metamorphosis.
Yep.
Do you feel like that is what you're helping other people to do as well?
Well, I think collectively, if we look at where we are, right, a lot of people have to first wake up from the physical body, right? Take control of our physical health, take control of our fitness, well-being, sleep, exercise. And really, I found that through biohacking, you know, throughout my Orange Theory years. And biohacking actually saved my life. I mean, I literally was able to take charge of my personal health and the environment around me, which is one of the meanings of biohacking. And essentially, what happened was I had to heal the physical body because I was depressed, had a chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr. I was literally sick every 2 weeks, and that was not a way to live. And I knew that. And so essentially, it was this abrupt way of finding the healing modalities that we can take charge of our own life, because I never went on antidepressants. I never did, you know, any of that. I always went the alternative route. And that's what healed me. That's what brought me to this journey.
As an endurance athlete, that strikes me. I have an athletic background, but I was into racket sports. But certainly when you're playing tennis, you need to run, but nothing to the scale of a professional cyclist. Is that in your DNA, or the desire to endure pain, or the tolerance to endure pain and then to say no to different interventions, like taking some kind of medication to solve your problem, that you opted to sort of, for lack of a better term, just kind of grin and bear it? Is that biological, or can that be taught? Would you want to teach somebody that?
You know, I honestly think it's a form of addiction and escape, you know, just like alcohol, just like coffee, just like social media, right? It can be a form of ways that it occupies our mind. And I think that was the same thing for me. And, you know, my old belief system was, if I don't hurt enough, I'm not good enough. And so I used to learn all my lessons from the gutter, like straight up. Like, I was suffering in relationships, in business. And if I wasn't suffering, right, like I didn't learn the lessons. But what I've learned further on is that we can also learn through love. We can also learn through joy, and we can learn from, you know, harmony. And it took me many, many years to figure this out. But now I'm learning through love. Now I have, you know, the most magical relationships that are shaping my reality. And I never thought this was possible. But the way I made it possible was facing my issues, right? Like looking back into all of the cycles that keep on repeating, whatever it's the way you think, the way you feel, the way you interact, the way you show up for your business or work. And when I start waking up from the phase that I don't have it all right, and the way I'm doing it is not working, which, by the way, simple tool that anybody can ask is, does this work for me or does it not? And you always have an internal voice telling you yes or no. And more connected you become, more questions you continue asking. And this is, you know, if there is one superpower that I have, it's asking questions, constantly questioning everything, everyone, what's the why behind that intention. And essentially, that what led me to this journey to start looking into those hard things so my life can become easy. But before that, I was running away. I was in the victimhood mindset. I was like, what is happening to me again? And why are people hurting me? And, you know, all of the clutter that we tell ourselves, but we are the owners of our own choices and consequences. And when we realize that every single choice is made up of consequences to follow, and that's what creates reality. You know, law of attraction is this concept, right? But like really all of this, it's a law of resonance. What you think, what you say, what you do is make up what you are. And essentially that was that big, like, pivotal mind switch that I had to get on.
I think that all makes a lot of sense to me. And I love talking about the ability to ask a question or ask the questions as a superpower. I love that we own our choices and our consequences. And as you were talking, it made me just sort of reflect on myself that sometimes I do, and I'm very intentional about thinking about joy and love, and you do find that you get more, but then I sort of forget. So how do I keep reminding myself? How do I make that a permanent fixture in who I am?
Well, so I call it a process of unhooking, where you actually spend time just with yourself in a blocks of cycles. And this is the way I was able to bypass this egoic part. And so the highest level of ego is the spiritual illusionist, or what I like to say is that you become so conscious that you become subconsciously conscious of consciousness itself, a mindfuck. And what I mean by this is we start justifying everything based on what we learn. And this is where, you know, knowledge is power. But if it's too much of a knowledge and it doesn't include the heart, then it becomes just this analytical ways of living, right? Agenda of your mind. And your mind wants to survive, right? Your mind doesn't want to die. And when mind dies is when you're silent and when you are in stillness and meditation. And so once every day, the first hour of the day, I spend full hour just with myself. I go into breath work, meditation, journaling, and I visualize the day. I visualize the outcomes. I visualize who I'm meeting. So that way I reset. I refocus first thing in the morning before the days goes on. Once a week, I spend full day off, completely digitally detoxing, physical detoxing, and I go inward. I spend the time in nature. And the first half of the day, I'm completely by myself. No kids, no wife, no family, because it is that time that you can reassess your past week and going into the next week. Once a month, I take 4 days off to completely unhook. And if you've ever been to a vacation, you know, the first couple of days, it's really hard to just drop in. Like you want to be on the phone, you want to keep on doing. And it's really like, how do we get out of that busy, busy beta brainwaves, right? The overly thinking, analyzing mind into more of that alpha and theta, where you can actually hear and be open up to these wisdoms that we all have inside. And once a year, I spend 10 to 15 days off. For me, I go to dark room. So every year I spend 10 days in darkness with no food. I've done it now 5 times. So I've spent 50 days in darkness in total. And essentially, that is my yearly reset. Now, the first time I went, my life changed upside down, like 360. Because for the first time, I could hear like, I'm not living my passion. I'm not, you know, following my purpose. And the way I make means is great, but it's not fulfilling me. And so the second time I went, all of a sudden, you know, because I made all these changes, it was just a minor adjustment. And so what happens is when you do these cycles, you don't burn out, you take time for yourself, and you always readjust and reassess, just like any business, right? I think we treat our businesses so much better than we treat our lives. And if you just put, you know, plan of action, goals, bring it into a blocks of time, and every single day, you make a little bit of percentage of your time spent on your dreams, on your passions, on your purpose, then you feel fulfilled. And that's how, you know, it shifts for me in this process.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
I think that that's really cool. So you call that unhooking?
Yeah. So it's a process of unhooking. So you literally go inward so you can go back outward. And that's the dance we live in, right? Like we go inward into self-mastery where we educate ourselves, we improve ourselves, we think things into being. And then we go outward to reflect it with one another. And this is the beauty about people, about situations. It reflects the level of frequency that we're holding in any given situation. And if anything reflects the opposite of your greatest, highest intentions, it means you got to look in. And that's where you shine the light. That's where you start resolving, surrendering, whatever work needs to be done there. And maybe I'll share, I use a very simple 4-step process, and it's the wake up is the step one, where you bring those things to the surface that don't work. Then you clean up, you get rid of those things so you can power up, which is you bring the new ideas, new thoughts, even supplements, for example, if you lack, you know, let's say vitamin D, and then you rest up to repeat the cycle. And you can apply it to anything, any situation in your life. You can apply it to your physical health, your career, your relationships, or even just your environment. So that way, everything that makes up you is constantly reconfigured to the greatest version of you.
I think that that's awesome. You mentioned sound healing at the beginning, and then obviously spending 10 days in darkness. If ancient human beings, these folks that were very wise, that they looked at us today and they looked at us not paying attention to darkness, to not paying attention to auditory healing, for lack of a better term, what would they say? And what are we missing out on when we're not tapping into that?
Well, it's funny because I've spent a lot of time. So the last 15 years, you know, I've always committed myself that every 3 months I'm going to do something ridiculous, something out of my comfort zone, like darkroom, or, you know, I spend 30 days with the psychics in Brazil. I've done a samurai camp in Japan. I mean, I've always put myself through these rigorous situations to basically learn these ancient tools. And what's interesting, you know, the biggest thing that the ancients are screaming from their, you know, from the nature that are still, you know, living there, is that we got to come back to our true essence, true nature. And that is spending time within Earth so we can hear what the actual Earth needs. Because if the Earth is not supported, nobody is supported. She's going to just shake us off just like every, you know, couple thousand years, something happens. And to avoid this and to be able to be aligned with this, it's really to start paying attention to it. And so, you know, big part of our movement and mission is really bringing the awareness to, you know, clean water, clean air, clean soil, regenerative soil, because these are all the essentials without which we can sustain. And so I think going back into that essence of where we came from and spending time in the essence. Because just simple, for example, earthing, you know, we forget to earth, and you know, earth has been known scientifically that it discharges, you know, harmful EMFs out of your system. It grounds you. You connect back to earth even in just 5-10 minutes, you know, every day, which is so magical. It takes such a short period of time to reset your nervous system so that way you don't have to be operating out of that fight or flight, you know, sympathetic nervous system that has been chronically, you know, guiding us. And so, you know, just once a day, if you put your hands or your feet on a grass, you connect to the trees, you go do some breath or meditation and listen to those sounds, that will bring us one step closer to who we are.
I love how it doesn't have to be a lot. Probably more can be better, but it doesn't need to be more than 5 or 10 minutes. Just get outside, put your feet on the grass or the dirt, your hands.
Well, I think it was a Gary Breka from 10X Health that he literally put a meter. And I think he was literally just sitting for 10 seconds And he had an complete immediate frequency shift in his body, and he measured it. And so, like, I find it so fascinating how, you know, we think that everything has to be hard, and it's the old patriarchal way of thinking, right? That there's like level one, level two, and then mastery level five. And really, there is no mastery other than what you choose and what you become. And as long as you're on a trajectory and you feel happy, healthy, and harmonious, then you're doing something right. And if you don't, then you fix it, right? You go in and you figure out ways to heal yourself, and not leaving somebody else to tell you how to do that.
Mastery is what you choose. We just have to choose. We have to think about it.
Yeah, like, and this is why, like, if you don't take time off, right? If you don't spend time just with your own thoughts, then you continue living somebody else's life. And that's what I did my whole life. You know, kids come first, business come first. You know, everything always comes first that's outside of you, instead of you come first. You know, if you think about how you spend your time, right? If you put it into three buckets, you spend the time with yourself always first. That is your healthy diet, exercise, you know, nourishing, creating, educating, you know, anything that comes into your complex, the me, the individual consciousness that you are. And then it's like, how do you take it out into the we, the collective consciousness, which is how we show up for relationships, for families, for friends. And then you've got your career as like the third, if you look at it as a triangle, the three ways of we spend the most time. And that's how you show up in the career. And so I used to wear all of these different hats. I had a head of entrepreneur. I had a head of husband. And then I was different person, like split personalities in every single area, instead of being myself in all areas and treating all areas as one area, because it's all unified in the higher aspects.
It's pretty, it's a very, very natural and a human thing to do. So I appreciate everything we're talking about. Pablo, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
So noaaon.com. N-O-A-A-O-N is our website. We also can give you a free on-demand access. We'll send it in the show notes so you can share our library, and we can take you through these meditations and breath works from home. And then on social media, it's Noah Aeon Official. And essentially, we do tons of free value recordings, educations, so you can keep on growing. Beautiful star, wherever you are.
I love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Pablo your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to noaaaon.com, N-O-A-A-O-N.com. Check out all the great resources. Follow the link to the resources that Pablo was just talking about, and then follow him on social media as well. I'll link all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Pablo.
Thank you so much.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.